Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Let's go out on Volkswagen Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He covers the Panthers in all Charlotte sports. Sports director for WCNC, he's Nick Carboni, and he joins us now. Nick, how's it going?
What's good, Jake? I'm good. How are you?
We're doing pretty good. Now, the fan just had their live mock draft. They go out to Razzle's, a bar near town, and they go out and they have fans be the GMs of the teams, a couple of the hosts be GMs of the teams, and they go out and they see the way that it's going. The Panthers took what I think is a pretty solid pick at 8. Interested to see what you think. Jalen Walker falls to them in the live fan mock draft. Do we like, do we not like?
I knew you were going to say that. That seems to be the consensus among all the mock drafts. So fans up there in Cleveland are on to something. I really like the makeup that Jalen Walker would bring to the Panthers. He's a kind of a local kid. He grew up in Salisbury, North Carolina, which is, you know, like, I feel like everybody keeps putting it closer and closer to Charlotte than it actually is. It is in our coverage area. His dad was a high school football coach. He invoked the names Thomas Davis and Luke Kuechly at the combine. So Panthers fans really perked up when they heard that. The player is very interesting. And, you know, he was a really good college player. He's a great college player. But he's kind of a hybrid guy. Like, is he inside? Is he outside? Now, Dan Morgan, the Panthers GM, revealed to us the other day at his pre-draft press conference something that he didn't want to get into at the combine, and that was where he kind of pegs Walker in this kind of hybrid role, and he said outside linebacker. So he's a guy that if they selected him, they'd want him to get after the quarterback, and that is one of the bugaboos of the many bugaboos of the Carolina Panthers defense, which was historically bad last year. So he's a bit undersized. He's a bit of a tweener. He's not like a hybrid like Isaiah Simmons or a guy like we had here for a while, Jeremy Chinn, where they're like this big safety, but are they a linebacker? Like, I think that actually is more problematic than is he an inside or outside linebacker. So I'm not like really scared of it. You know, the hybrid tag there for Jalen Walker. But I think they've already identified a role for him, and they really like him. So I would not be surprised if he's there at 8. And Mason Graham, the defensive tackle for Michigan, isn't, because then I think they think about it. So if Jalen Walker's there, I think he's the pick.
Is Jalen Walker – now, you spoke to sort of the woes of the defense for Carolina. Is that a result of, hey, let's fix the actual problems that are here, or is that a combination more of let's just make sure we get the best player available at 8?
Yeah, I think it's a combination, because if they really wanted to like zero in on what was wrong with the defense last year, it started with the run defense. I mean, it was all bad, Jake. Like, it was all bad. But I think, you know, if Mason Graham falls to 8, the big defensive tackle from Michigan, despite the fact that they just picked up Wharton from Kansas City and Bobby Brown from the Rams, despite the fact that Derrick Brown is their best football player in general, who was injured most of last year, who plays that position, I think that would give him something to think about, because for this team and this franchise and this front office right now, they want to build from inside out. They started doing that with the offense last year, signing two big free agent offensive guards. That panned out and was worth it. They invested some on the defensive line and interior defensive line this free agency a couple of months ago, but would that, you know, I think they'd still be compelled to put another big fella in the middle. If Mason Graham and Jalen Walker's there, I think they got a big decision to make.
Nick, if you put the defense for the Panthers with the offense from the Browns last year, we might have the number one pick together. We might be able to pick something better.
No doubt about it, Jake. Like, this defense, like, I would love the NFL to go to 18 games. Like, I'm not opposed to it. I would have hated it last year. I couldn't watch another single defensive snap for that team.
Let me tell you, just go ahead and put that vice versa for us. Couldn't watch another offensive snap. It was disgusting. And I watched every single one of them and worked every single one of them. Not fun. We do talk maybe to the more positive side of the ball, potentially, for the Panthers. The offensive side, are offensive weapons at all a consideration for where the Panthers could be looking at the top of the draft here?
You know, I'm not sure at the top that's what they're going to do. I think if Jalen Walker or Mason Graham is not available at 8, the Panthers will trade back into like the low teens and get kind of like instead of a hybrid like Walker, like just a pass rusher, like a prototypical pass rusher, like Mykal Williams from Georgia, for instance, or even a safety. There's a couple of safeties there, you know, in those teens that they could grab. I think wide receiver for them. They got to be precise with it because even the GM the other day admitted, like, yeah, there's a ledge after that second and third round. So I think, you know, in rounds 2 and/or 3, the Panthers are going to look to pick up a speedy receiver because while they like their room right now, like, it's not the greatest show on turf, and Adam Thielen's not breaking any world sprinting records, although he's been really good for Bryce Young and this franchise for the last couple of years. So if they can get a speedy receiver and hope that he can catch a deep ball once he gets open, that would be the way to go there, and maybe even double dip with tight end at some point on day 2 or 3, because you know, I don't think their work's done there yet. They have a piece that they like, and Jatavion Sanders, a rookie from last year out of Texas, but they're still looking to replace Greg Olsen, much like they're still looking to replace Luke Kuechly. So that they could use help with both, and I think day 2 is going to be kind of chock full of both positions.
Nick Carboni, WCNC Sports Director out in Charlotte, with us here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I know it's obviously not going to be anything at the top of the draft, but as if you look down the board, what's the pulse like on Bryce Young after last year? Is there any chance that the Panthers are later in the draft looking at a quarterback, maybe with some upside? I mean, I'll throw out a name that may be a little bit biased being from the area.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Like a Will Howard from Ohio State in like the 4th or 5th round is, maybe, you know, if this thing doesn't work out, he gets a shot and we have a guy in the room.
I think there's a non-zero chance right now, Jake. And with that said, Dan Morgan and Dave Canales, the head coach, both come from Seattle. They can trace their roots in the league back to that spot. That is a place that is always churning the quarterback peril. And that's what got them Russell Wilson. So while I don't think, I think it's going to happen in years where you might not think. I don't think it's going to happen this year. This team has 9 picks. I think they'll do a little wheeling and dealing. They may come out with more, you know, and they're going to use most of those because they need so many pieces, and they need to hit on so many picks beyond just the first round pick. They need so much depth at so many different spots that I think Bryce Young's close to last season and Andy Dalton being in here secure as the veteran backup, I don't think that they would fling a pick at it this year. But like I said, these guys come from a franchise that was constantly doing it until they found one. But I think this year they have so many other needs, and depth is a need in general, that they're going to use those on other positions.
Nick, we talked about Jalen Walker a little bit earlier on. Now, I'm wondering, though, because it feels like even across the top 10, a lot of fan bases haven't fallen in love with the specific prospect, but they just have a couple in mind that, hey, if we draft them, we might be okay with it. Have Panthers fans fallen in love with the idea of Jalen Walker or even somebody else falling them at 8?
It's been such a roller coaster, Jake, and I'm sure it has been for you guys.
Yeah.
But it was like, oh, we're going to get Abdul Carter. Then they watch him in the college football playoffs, and they're like, oh, no, we have no chance, right? So that was the first thing that they fell in love with that guy, and then were like, we have zero chance at that. Then it was Mason Graham. And then the Walker thing really started, you know, pretty early in the pre-draft process. And it went from, yeah, he's the guy, to, no, he's not worth a top 10 pick, to, oh, my God, I hope he's available at 8, which is kind of the thinking now. He just had a private workout today in Athens, as did Mikael Williams, his college teammate, who's a guy the Panthers could trade back for. The Panthers did not go to that workout, but I think the consensus is, like, Dan Morgan's done his work. He knows what he wants Walker to be if they draft him. So, yeah, I think that fans, if it's pick 8 and they don't pick Jalen Walker, I don't think there'll be, like, a lot of consternation. I think it'll be interesting to see what they do. Dan Morgan the other day sent out basically the bat signal to 31 other teams. Like, I think his comment was, we'll be waiting. Like, if you want to come up and make a trade, if you fall in love with somebody and you want to come to 8 and make that trade. And now, like, that's kind of a pivot spot for quarterback, because the Saints are sitting there at 9 now dealing with a Derek Carr shoulder issue. So they're, you know, I would not be surprised if they trade back into that kind of low teens area to pick up a pure pass rusher that's not a hybrid, or get a safety that they think can come and make an impact right away. So I think fans like Walker enough. The story helps. He's kind of from here. He knows the history. Every time he interviews on camera, he seems like an awesome kid. But, you know, I think they're kind of rocking with Dan Morgan right now.
All right, Nick, I'll get you out of here at this. Every time we have somebody on for this segment, I ask them the same question at the very end. I ask them to plant their flag. Number 8 comes up on the board. Panthers turning the card. What's the name on it?
It's a name for somebody else, because I think they're trading it.
All right. I like it. Nick, I appreciate you setting aside the time, coming and talking to me and making things work. I appreciate it. And hopefully the Panthers turn out very well in the draft. Listen, two teams that need a big pick-me-up right now. And we're looking. It's all stars pointing above for the Panthers and the Browns. Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Jake, I appreciate you not asking me about the Charlotte Hornets tonight. Be well.
Yeah, I don't think anybody wants to hear about them tonight. All right, appreciate you, Nick.
Thanks.
Nick Carboni, WCNC Sports Director, with us there on the hotline. Really good stuff out of Nick. I think that this is the first time where it feels like we've gotten to a pick and the team's just not looking to make the pick. Right, you talked about it. Mock drafts, everybody basically has the exact same thing happening for the Carolina Panthers. They're all taking Jalen Walker. They're all going to the kid out of Georgia, all going to get him, but instead trading back. And I think that's pretty indicative of where we're at. Just about everybody we've talked to within the top 10. And if you're thinking Browns, hey, if you want him to trade back, if you're Todd from Ward 1, always listening. Appreciate Todd. He called on earlier in the show. Todd wants the Browns to trade back. If you want that to happen, guys, we've talked to the entirety of the top 10. Almost every single team has said, no, I don't feel like they're going to trade up this year. Feels like it has to be a pretty good haul to get up to that spot, and we just don't think they're going to do it. But teams have been willing to trade back. And it makes sense, given what we've heard. Well, when you look at really pick 5 through 20, a lot of those guys valued the same. The cutoff is Mason Graham. Everybody else below that, they value sort of the same. Anywhere from 5 to 20 to 5 from 35. Potentially all of those guys falling into a similar class. So as we look at it, I think that's a little bit more to the reality that you could potentially see. Is that these teams are not going to trade up. Expect the Browns to make the pick at 2. Because all these teams might be looking to trade down more than anything. All right, let's leave that there. When we come on back, good chance the Guardians are all wrapped up. We'll push back, get a grip if they are. If not, well, you'll know what time it is. It's coming your way in 5 minutes right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.